Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. We pray from every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministries down in Arizona is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another. Pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effected, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So all you have to do is call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. So praise be to God. At this time, I like to say a short prayer, and afterwards, I would like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. Amen. So, Father God, as we enter into this sanctuary, we bring your presence with us, and we speak your peace, your grace, and your mercy. Perfect order into this sanctuary. We acknowledge your power over all that will be spoken, thought, and decided, and done within these walls. Lord, we thank you for the gifts you have blessed us with. We commit to using them responsibly in your honor. Give us a fresh supply of strength to do our job. Anoint our projects and our ideas and energy so that even our smallest accomplishment may bring you glory. And Lord, when we are confused, please guide us. When we are weary, please energize us. When we are burnt out, please infuse us with the light of the Holy Spirit, and may the work that we do and the way that we do it brings faith, joy, and a smile to all that we come in contact with today. And oh Lord, when we leave this sanctuary, give us traveling mercy. Bless our families and homes to be in order as we left it. And Lord, we thank you for everything you have done, everything you're doing, and everything you're going to do. We thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
In Exodus 20 and 5 in the NIV Bible says, you shall know You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, Elkanah, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. Let us pray. Elkanah, you are a jealous God. We give you praise because of the restraint you have shown in our life each time we place something higher than you. Sometimes we look to another person to solve our problems or provide what we think we need rather than looking to you. But we know that your character as Elkanah feels dismissed or hurt. Your love as our Savior brings us mercy time and time again. We adore you. You are our strong Elkanah. Yet you also know us grace and favor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Elkanah, the jealous God. Amen. Praise God. So you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. We are here every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 to 7 p.m. Pray for those who desire prayers. So you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us with a mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. So in the meantime, I will play another selection. Right now, even though it is evening, let us all sing Good Morning, Lord by the Wiki Tones. Praise God.
Away, I open Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, this is simple. We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about His goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
no matter what the
touch,
Somebody gotta cry out, Jesus.
Sustaining me.
Sometimes you gotta call him
Jesus.
You gotta call on him.
Sustaining me.
My Lord.
Be to God. God is sustaining me. Elkanah, you know how many times we have gone to a friend for seeking your presence or wisdom in a situation. You know how often we try to bail ourselves out of trials or temptation rather than looking to you. Your favor and your hand have protected us, opening doors for us and granting us success. And yet we feel pride in what we misconstrue to be our own doing. Forgive us for provoking your jealousy, Elkanah. Forgive our insensitivity and sin. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen? And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own associate, Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministries down in Arizona, is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless us with a mighty word. Amen. Again, welcome to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, and Thankful Thursday. While we are waiting for our speakers, I will come with our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. To God be the glory. The title of this message is Sharing Your Faith. And the scripture for this message is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to read verses 5 through 10. Amen. And it says, that experience is worth boasting about. But I'm not going to do it. I will boast only about my weaknesses. If I wanted to boast, I would be no fool in doing so, because I would be telling the truth. But I won't do it, because I don't want anyone to give me credit beyond what they can see in my life or hear in my message. Even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God, so to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. Three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. For each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of God, Christ, can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults, hardship, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. The text for this message is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. And it says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Amen. So this is Paul writing to the Corinthians, or to Corinth. Amen. The writer said, again, the title of this message is Sharing Your Faith. And the writer says, when author and evangelist Becky Pippert of Pippert lived in Ireland, she longed to share the good news of Jesus with Heather, who had done her nails for 2 years, but Heather hadn't seemed remotely interested. Feeling unable to start a conversation, Becky prayed before her appointment. While Heather worked on her nails, Becky flipped through an old magazine and paused at a picture of one of the models. When Heather asked why she was so revert, Becky told her the photograph was of a close friend who had years before been a Vogue cover model. Peggy shared some of her friends' story of coming to faith in God, which Heather listened to with rapt attention. Peggy left for a trip, and later, when she returned to Ireland, she learned that Heather had moved to a new location. Peggy reflected, "I had asked God to provide an opportunity to share the gospel, and he did." Peggy looked to God for help in her weakness, inspired by the Apostle Paul, when Paul was weak and pleaded with God to remove the thorn in his flesh. The Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12:9. Paul had learned to rely on God in all things, the big and the small. When we depend on God to help us love those around us, we too will find opportunities to share our faith authentically. Amen. Praise be to God. Question: when has God helped you to share your faith with someone? And how could you pray for someone today whom you wish would come to know God? Let us pray. Loving Jesus, you work through our weaknesses to bring glory to your Father. Move in our life today that we might share your good news of grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. So you see, Paul says that when we are strong in abilities or resources, we are tempted to do God's work on our own, and that can lead to pride. When we are weak, allowing God to fill us with his power, then we are stronger than we could ever be on our own. God does not intend for us to be weak, passive, or ineffective. Life provides enough hindrance and setbacks without us creating them. Amen? Praise be to God. So when those obstacles come, we must depend on God. Only his power will make us effective for him and will help us to do work lasting value. I pray that this daily bread was a blessing to you as it was on to me. So let us pray. Amen. Father, thank you, Jesus. Okay. Elkanah, thank you for promising in your word that you will punish the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate you. Yet you have sent your son, Jesus Christ, to offer mercy and to break the cycle of your wrath whenever a heart turns toward you. Thank you for being a jealous God, because that indicates the depth of your care. if you did not love us more deeply than we can even understand, you would not be jealous. What we did or did not do would not matter to you. Your jealousy assures us of your care. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, at this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting on our speakers for this evening. Praise God.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Be the center, say, Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
Salvation in the name of Jesus.
Praise be to God. Elkanah, we ask you to reach us ways, to teach us ways to honor you in our life, in our actions, in our words, and in our thoughts. Let our lips be sprinkled with that which brings you delight. Let our desires reflect your own yearnings. Enable us to always give you the praise that is due you. Give us spiritual discernment to recognize your hand at work, and empower us with the boldness to proclaim your goodness to others. We ask for your favor, Elkanah, that we might live a life that truly respects you and bless others. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that's all you have to do is to call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here every day from Tuesday to Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our heart this evening with a word from God. Amen. Praise be to God. So while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play another selection until our speaker arrives. I pray that you're enjoying our inspirational music and you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. Amen. I'm sure there is something that you would like to thank God for what he has done in your life. So at this time, we are going to lift him up. Amen. Praise be to God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's realize it together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and he knows
yes, he
everything.
I have the victory,
for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be,
He's in control
and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for he is my king.
In him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say like the best of people. change your mindset. And then you roll the law.
God. Again, at this time, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, who's going to come and bless us this evening with a mighty word from God. So while we are waiting, I will play a short selection, and hopefully Pastor Kathy will be with us momentarily. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Traveled, but only one leads to you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise be to God. We have to give Pastor Kathy a chance to get back in.
Okay.
So she was. God bless. Oh, here she goes. Praise be to God. God bless you, caller. How are you this evening?
Good. And you?
Blessed. Thank you. Praise be to God. Okay. So at this time, we are going to turn this part of our program over to our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose, who's going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So let us all welcome her with a hand clap praise. God bless you, Pastor Kathy.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
God bless you guys. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise God. It's in your hands.
Okay. Hopefully I won't be breaking up today. Is it breaking up already?
No, I can
hear you.
Can
you not
hear
me? Okay.
Thank
you. Ooh,
I heard. All right.
Bless the Lord. We have an awesome word today. I'm telling you, I call myself staying at work and trying to get it done, but the air was out, and I said, oh, my God, let me go home and get this word out. So here I am, but we thank God for another Thursday. God
Amen.
Has been doing some awesome, awesome things for everybody,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
A lot of times we'll hear the people say, God has been doing some awesome, awesome things for his people. Well, that's not the God that I serve, right? The God that I serve is going to do it for everybody.
Amen.
But here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
He's going to do it for everybody. It's just that some people don't acknowledge that it's him doing it.
Right.
Amen. Right? Where
that's
others
right.
are. But
yeah.
it's still God doing it. You know how I know? Because he keeps reminding us, I have others that haven't come in yet. And on top of that, guess what? When we were out there, some of us are still out there. When we were out there, he was blessing us,
mm-hmm.
right? He says, it's through love and kindness that I've drawn thee. So that means he's been showing us love and kindness all this time to draw us. Come on now, my goodness, glory to God. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you today. Thank you for your love and kindness, your mercy, your grace, all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We are believing, oh God, you have a word for us today, a right now word,
yes.
because we know we serve a right now God. And so with that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name just for being who you are and all of your glory speaking to us at all times. We say thank you. We don't take it lightly, oh God, anything that you do for us. We are forever grateful
yes.
to be amongst the living, to have life, health, and strength, just to hear your voice. Thank you. Thank you, God, for all that you've done, doing, and are going to do. Now I'm going to move out of your way and let you use me as a mouthpiece to speak a word to your people, oh God. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Have your way right now. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Given honor, the honor is due. We thank God for the visionary of the line, Apostle R.D. Wiggins. Bless God for the man of God. Thank God for the assistant pastor, Evangelist Hilda. Oh, Jesus. Evangelist Hilda, we thank God for, I'm telling y'all, this heat is beating me down. We thank God for Evangelist Hilda and all that she does. On the line, just
praise
keep everything
God.
Going sweetly. Thank God for Apostle Mother Wiggins, Dr.
Yes.
Verlene Turner, Apostle Jackson. We thank God for the love of my life, Pastor Stephen Dubose.
Yes.
And we thank God for all of you, for all that you have been doing, just to show your love and support by getting on the line. We bless God for all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I pray that you will hear your Father's voice today and give ear to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
so that he can bless you with what he's trying to tell us today. We just ask that you don't hang up, hear his word, and then hang up. How about that?
Amen.
And we honor the fivefold leader. Yeah, hold on, hold on. You're so quick, want to hang up. How about you get the word first, then hang up? How about that? My goodness, glory to God. I've been here sweating, doing all this, jumping out my clothes, and y'all done hung up, and I'm just preaching. And God is saying, ah, because you have been faithful over a little. Ah, I'm going to put you in charge of much. So whether you hang up, look. That's what my teachers used to tell me. Whether you sit here and learn or not, I'm still going to get paid. Oh, really? Okay, it's like that. And so I have to tell y'all, whether y'all stay and hear his word or not, my goodness, glory to God, I'm still going to get paid. Because guess what? I'm being faithful over a little. And I know that one day he's going to put me in charge over money. How about that?
Amen.
I'd rather y'all get this word, though. I'm trying to make sure we all make it in to the kingdom, not just me. See, that's why God loves me. Because he said, look at my daughter. She came back and said, but I want to make sure we all make it in. So you got to hear his word. So that it can do what it's set out to do. I'm not being selfish. I'm just looking out for me and myself. Man, here we go. We got an awesome word today. We are coming, and it's a familiar story. Please hear me out. We are coming from Judges. Yeah, Judges chapter 6, verses 33-40. And then we're going to be coming from Judges chapter 7, verses 1-22. The title of this message is Listen for My Voice.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Listen for My Voice. Judges 6:33 and through 40. 33 says, then all the Midianites, Amalekites, and other people of the east gathered together, crossed over the Jordan and camped in the valley of Jezreel. So the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, who blew the ram's horns and rallied and the Abrazites behind him, calling them to arms. Gideon sent messengers throughout Manasseh, as well as Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, so that they came up to meet him. And Gideon said to God, you're going to say, oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. Pastor Kathy, we don't hear you.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Thank you. Hey, I'm sorry, y'all. My phone. I guess you know what? Sometimes when you don't want to do something, you get made to do it. I'm being made to buy me a new phone. What can a sister do? So here we go. Verse 36. 6 and 36 in Judges.
What happened to 33?
Gideon said 33?
Yeah, you got to start at the beginning.
Then all the Midianites, Amalekites, and other people of the east gathered together, crossed over the Jordan, and camped in the valley of Jezreel. So the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, who blew the ram's horn and rallied the Amrazites behind him. Calling them to arms, Gideon sent messengers throughout Manasseh, as well as Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, so that they came up to meet him. Then Gideon said to God, if you're going to save Israel by my hand, as you have said, then behold, I will place a fleet of wolves on the threshing floor. If there is dew only on the fleece and all the ground is dry, then I will know that you are going to save Israel by my hand, as you have said. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. As you have said, 38. And that is what happened. I'm still here, y'all. And that is what happened when Gideon arose the next morning. He squeezed a fleece and wrung out the dew, a bowl full of water. Then Gideon said to God, "Do not be angry with me. Let me speak one more time. Please allow me one more test with the fleece. This time let it be dry and the ground be covered with dew." And that night God did so. Only the fleece was dry and the dew covered the ground.
Amen.
Judges 7:1-22. Early in the morning, Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all the men with him camped beside the spring of Harod. And the camp of Midian was north of them in the valley near the hill of Moab. Then the Lord said to Gideon, "You have too many people with you, too many people for me to deliver the Midianites into your hand, lest Israel glorify themselves over me, saying, 'My own hand has saved me.' Now, therefore, proclaim in the hearing of the people, whoever is fearful," you scared, get to stepping. "You fearful and trembling may turn back and leave Mount Gilead." So 22,000 of them turned back, but 10,000 remained. That's a lot of people walking with you that scared. My goodness. Then the Lord said to Gideon, "There's still too many people. Take them down to the water, and I will sift them for you. And if I say to you, 'This one shall go with you,' he shall go. But if I say, 'This one shall not go with you,' he shall not go." So Gideon brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to him, "Separate those who lap the water with their tongues like a dog, for those who kneel to drink, from those who kneel to drink. And the number of those who lap the water into their hands to their mouths were 300 men. All the others knelt to drink. Then the Lord said to Gideon, 'With the 300 men who lapped the water, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. But all the others are to go home. So Gideon sent the rest of the Israelites to their tents, but kept the 300 men who took charge of the divisions and the ram's horn of the others. And the camp of the Midian lay below him in the valley. That night the Lord said to Gideon, 'Get up and go down against the camp, for I have delivered it into your hand. But if you are afraid, if you still scared to do so, then go down to the camp with your servant Pur and listen to what they are saying. Then your hands will be strengthened to attack the camp.' So he went down with Pur, his servant, to the outpost where armed men were guarding the camp. Now the Midianites, Amalekites, and all the other people of the east had settled in the valley like a swarm of locusts, and their camels were as countless as the sand on the seashore. And as Gideon arrived, a man was telling his friend about a dream. 'Behold, I had a dream,' he said, 'and I saw a loaf of barley bread come tumbling into the Midianite camp. It struck the tent so hard that the tent overturned and collapsed.' His friend replied, 'This is nothing less than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite. God has delivered Midian and the whole camp into his hand.' When Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation, he bowed in worship. He turned to the camp of Israel and said, 'Get up, for the Lord has delivered the camp of Midian into your hand.' And he divided the 300 men into three companies and gave each man a ram's horn in one hand and a large jar in the other containing a torch. 'Watch me and do as I do,' Gideon said. 'When I come to the outskirts of the camp, do exactly as I do. When I and all who are with me blow our horns, then you are also to blow your horn from all around the camp and shout, for the Lord and for Gideon.' Gideon and the 300 men had reached the outskirts of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, just after the changing of the guard. They blew their horns and broke their jars that were in their hands. The 300 companies blew their horns and shattered their jars,
mm-hmm.
holding the torches in their left hand and the horns in their right hand. They shouted, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon."
Mm-hmm.
Each Israelite took his position around the camp, and the entire Midianite army fled, crying out as they ran. And when the 300 ram horns sounded, the Lord set all the men in the camp against one another with their swords. The army fled to Beth-Lesheka toward Zerela, as far as the border of Abel-Mehola near Tabith. Come on with these words. My goodness. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Again, the title of this message is Listen for My Voice. Y'all know the story. You know that Gideon was afraid, and he wanted God to show proof that he was the one asking him to go in there against the Midianites. Gideon was looking at what had already transpired. Gideon was like, I'm not understanding. You want me, little old me, weak old me, to go in there against the Midianites who done been tearing us up for months. And you want me to go take them on, right? Mm-hmm. So Gideon was looking at what he saw before him. He saw Israel being taken down by their surrounding enemies, right? And so Gideon was saying, I don't see how I'm going to do it. Why are you going to pick me? How am I going to do this? But here's the thing, and I love God. You got to love God. Because Gideon was saying, I'm too weak to take on an army, more or less lead one, right? I don't know how to lead these people into battle against folks that already been trampling over us. They've been triumphing over us, right?
Yes.
And so the angel of the Lord, y'all know the story, the angel of the Lord went to Gideon and tried to reach, because here's the thing. Angel of the Lord went to Gideon and said, awesome man of valor, right? He didn't say little old weak old Gideon. He said, awesome man of valor, right? Gideon like, wait a minute. Who are you talking about, me? Because I don't believe you see me. Mm-hmm. And I love it because there's been many a time that I've heard God's voice, and I'm thinking, right, you going to do that for me. Yeah. And so with Gideon saying the same thing, he's sitting there going, you must don't see who it is you're talking to. Do you see me? Do you see me? But we know that God says, when you are weak, that's when I'll show myself strong.
Amen.
So in other words, when you're weak, then you're going to get out of my way, right?
Yep.
And you're going to see the hand of the Lord move, right?
Amen.
Because you're too weak to do anything.
That's
right. And so Gideon, God wasn't saying Gideon no attention. In fact, I want to go as far as to say God was saying, that's why I chose you. I don't need nobody strong and mighty trying to get in my way. Because guess what? This battle does not belong to you. It's mine.
Right?
So while Gideon was saying, give me some evidence that you're with me. Show me that you're with me. Do this right here, and I know you're with me. God did it. Do this right here, and I really know you're with me. God did it. Do this right here, and I really know you're with me. And you wonder why the angel of the Lord got mad. Right?
Uh-huh.
You asked me to do it. I did it. You wasn't convinced. You asked me to do it. I did it. You still wasn't convinced. You asked me again. I did it. Man, step. Either you're going to follow my voice or you're not.
You're
going to do what I'm asking you to or you're not.
Amen.
So here's the thing. Gideon goes to sleep, and guess what? God's still showing up because that night he had a dream. But we know that dreams with God are vision, right? So in the vision, he saw himself because God told him, go down there and listen and hear what they're saying. So in the dream, he heard all of this. He goes down there in the dream, and he hears them talking about a dream that they're having while he's in his dream.
Uh-huh.
And so inside his dream, he hears them saying, God's going to deliver us into the hands of Gideon. He's going to win this battle. right? Because the person that got insight, they got insight to the fact that you're not going to win this one, right? I'm pulling my people back from you. This time, I'm going to allow them to take you down. All and right. So after Gideon heard the interpretation, now he all bold. He going to step out there. Yeah, we can do this. God is sending. He's going to give them into iron.
Yeah.
The thing that I like is the title of this message is Listen for My Voice. Mm-hmm. God says, my sheep know my voice and another they won't listen to. The whole time Gideon was going back and forth with the angel of the Lord, God was still saying, listen for my voice. Okay, you're standing there talking to me. You are talking to me. But you want me to give you evidence that I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Well, who are you talking yes. to then?
Exactly.
Because yes. you don't see me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're really listening to my voice, then you already have the evidence that you think you need. You think you need physical evidence, but you've already gotten it because you're talking to someone you cannot see.
Yes, yes.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. And so God is saying, why are you sitting there telling me to give you evidence that I'm with you, but you're yes. talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
And God is saying, just listen to my voice. I've already given you the evidence.
Praise
right? To the world, it looks like you're standing there talking to nobody.
Okay.
But you're talking to me.
Talking to God.
Yes.
Now, why are you talking to me if you don't hear me? My goodness, glory to God. So you just making up a conversation because you don't hear me? No, you're answering me. You're saying if you're going to deliver the Israelites by my hand, as you have said, well, if I said it, then you heard me. And if you heard me, are you listening?
Amen. That's right. Are you listening?
You got to listen for God's voice. And that's what he's telling us. We've heard this story so many times that God says, you know what? I don't want 30,000. I don't want 10,000. I don't want nobody taking this glory. Okay, I want them to see you was too weak to beat anybody.
Amen.
So that y'all got that victory by my hand. That's what I want them to see. And so we pull that out of the story and we stay right there. That God don't want all these people around when he's trying to do something. But how about this? How about pulling this out that God is saying, listen for my voice.
Amen.
You don't need no, give me a sign. Listen, who do you think you're talking back to? You're talking to me. If you can hear me and you cannot see me, you should be able to trust me.
Amen. Yes.
That's all the sign you need because you hear me.
That's right.
Mm. Watch this. God is so good. I'm trying to tell you. He spending time trying to educate us every day. Watch this. He said, still too many men. Tell the scary cats to go home.
Yes.
If y'all scared, go home. 22,000 were scared.
Oh, my goodness.
So guess what? God is telling me, you got all these people with you, but guess what? They're not really with you. You got more people with you that are scared of what you're getting ready to do than you got that's going to walk with you.
Okay.
Oh, great. 22,000, the last time I checked, always beat 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got more people going with you on your journey that are afraid for, my goodness, glory to God. They are afraid for where you're headed.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I have been in this situation when I tell you God looked at me and I was in somebody's church and God says, go to that young man, tell him it's time. I didn't even have time to think about it. I had to walk up to this boy and say, God said it's time. The boy turned around, looked at me. He said, okay. He said, where can I meet you? And I'm thinking, oh, my God. I said, let me call around to one of these churches and see if I can't get in so I can pray with you. because I don't know what the purpose was, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now I'm calling around to the churches, and mind you, now, I just told you I was in a church when God told me to tell them this. So I said, but, you know, they didn't want to make that church available to me, so I'm trying to find another church that I could go and pray with this young man. God going to call me at night, and he said, I didn't tell you to take him in a church.
Whoa.
Hmm, huh? Oh, okay. So then I'm thinking, okay, what's going on? What's going on? So now, because all the churches are denying me, they ain't even let me come to pray. So I said, oh, okay, there's a park over there. We can go to the park, and I can pray in the park. And now I don't hear nothing. So if I don't hear nothing, that's not God trying to hold me back. He's saying, yeah, go to the park.
Yeah.
So I call up somebody who has been telling me for forever, Minister Kathy, you know you can always count on me because I'm in the deliverance ministry, da-da-da-da-da. So I call her up to be my backup. We going in here to pray.
Amen.
We're going to pray. So I get her, tell the guy, this is where we're going to meet you. Let's go over there. Okay, so we're going over there. I'm driving to the park to meet him. The Holy Ghost tells me to pull over. There's a spirit of apprehension.
Mm.
I said, what? What? So I pull over into a parking lot, and I said, are you scared? Well, no. I said, oh, my Lord. I said, God has just dropped it in my spirit that there is a spirit of apprehension amongst us. And it's not me. It's only two of us.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's not that. I said, this is what you do, okay? You cannot cover me, but I can cover you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, okay, okay. Now, my plan was to let her take the lead.
Uh-huh.
But she can't take the lead because she's apprehensive. She's scared.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can't even concentrate on her. I got to concentrate on where I'm going. So I said, you cannot cover me. I will cover us. Let's go. So she said, okay, okay. So we get to the park, and I'm trying to tell y'all, I'm standing there with this young man in the park, and the Holy Ghost is revealing all kind of stuff, and I'm shaking, and I'm sweating. And I'm looking, and I'm just saying everything that God is telling me to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we done prayed for him. We done called her. I said, do you want to be delivered? Now is when God shows me what he's getting delivered from. I said, do you want to be delivered? Yes. Yeah, I want to be delivered. Okay. God says that you have to denounce that thing. You got to say you want to be delivered. We go through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost has me to look down at him. Do you know what he was doing? He took his chain, put it in his hand, and started ringing his chain, because by the time the chain got to the top, it would have been ringing his neck.
Oh, God.
Oh.
When I tell you, when the Spirit of God is moving like that, I pushed that boy in his chest. I said, oh, you're going to get the hell out of him today. And
right.
So he looked at me, and I'm moving. I'm flowing with the spirit. Scaredy cat done stepped back a couple of spots, but it was okay because
no.
I already plead the blood in that atmosphere.
Yeah.
And so he's talking to me. And so I looked and I said, thought you wanted to be delivered. Yeah. So why are you still lying? No, I'm telling you the truth. So I said, here's the thing. Do you know that after we cast all that out, you still holding on to a lying spirit, which means you still got the door cracked to go back where you just came from.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Okay. I said, because the Spirit of God is revealing it to me right now. And I went ahead to tell him a couple of things, and he looked at me, and he starts crying, and guess what? He said, I just want to be delivered. I just want to be delivered. And God let me know. I gave him a shot to get delivered. He does not want to be delivered.
Oh, God.
We prayed. We cast that thing out, but he never let go of that lying spirit. So the lying spirit is the one who had his foot in the door, keeping the door open.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Come
Man.
On. You got to understand, when God went up to that man and he said, what's your name? You know what he said? Legion. It's many of us. So that is those spirits telling us, I'm not in here alone. You might cast him out and him out and him, but I'm still here with my foot in the door. Because he don't want to be truthful. So you cast the spirit out of homosexuality and all of that. You cast all that out. But guess what? I still got my foot in the door because he ain't let me go. And the lion spirit, what? When we walked away, the lion spirit put his foot, took his foot, pushed the door open, and let all of them right back in. See, what people don't understand is we're not dealing with what's going on, with what we can see. We're dealing with spirit realm. There's things going on in the spirit realm. Right? And if God opened your eyes so you could see it, it would blow your mind. These things are occurring in the spirit realm. Right? And so with that, the boy, me and her, we walking away, and I said, don't move. And she said, okay, okay. I said, just be still and don't talk. And so the boy goes, and he hugged us and everything. I done pleaded the blood over both of us. You are not going to transfer that spirit onto us. Get out of here.
That's right.
And so he didn't even know. I already covered us with the blood, so you can't embrace us. And when I said he didn't know, I'm not talking about the boy. I'm talking about the spirit in the boy.
Right.
Because he wanted to latch on. And my pastor told me years ago, she said, you ever see cotton get on you? Those little white things get all over your clothes. You ever see it get on you? I said, no.
Yeah.
She said, but you know, and I know you know, Kathy, because back in the day you used to go to club. I said, who's your dad used to go to club? She said, ooh, Jesus. She must think that you don't talk to me. She said, well, back in the day when you used to go to the club, let's see, what happened? Who? So, Stephen. So, well, back in the day when you went to a club and they had the purple light, let me get you something.
Yes.
When they had the purple light, right? The purple light would allow you to see all the stuff that was on you that you couldn't see with a regular light.
Right.
And so with the purple light, you see what done lasted. Put your finger on this. Just put your finger on it. You see what done lashed itself onto you. Here, come here. You see what done lashed itself onto you that you can't see with a naked eye, right? And so now he says, you never see cotton get on you, but it's on you. But you look, wrap your hand with it. You look down and you'll see it all over you.
Okay. Right.
And so that's the way those spirits are. You don't see when it gets on you, but it's on you.
That's right. Just like the COVID.
You don't see it coming. You don't see it jump on you. Now, why are you going to come over to us and try to hug us when he ain't been delivered?
Come on, now.
So what you thanking us for? Because you didn't let it go.
Right.
Right.
Oh, my God.
The Holy Ghost had me to tell the young lady, be still, don't move. So I was trying to put ice on his hand because he messed up his finger. So I said, okay, so he gets in his car, he all happy, and he leaves. I tried to put ice on his finger, he heard his finger. And so what happens is I look at her, and I said, you know why we in this park?
Show him the finger you heard so he can put ice on it.
And I said, you know why we still in this park? Because God's got to make sure those things that jumped off of him will not go to our home.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So that's why we're in this park, because whatever
yes.
came off of him was not
mm-hmm.
going to get released in nobody's church.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh my God. So I looked at her and I said, before we go anywhere, we're going to cleanse ourselves. She said, okay. And so we prayed and we prayed. And I looked at her and I said, we ain't got to do all this praying.
Mm-mm.
I said, no. We ain't got to do all this praying. We say a couple of words and we out. She's shamina, hamina. No. Because I believe as soon as we open our mouth, it is gone. Because the power of God is moving. And so we left and we went on to our home. I said, you okay to drive? Said, yeah. I'm okay. And we're going about our business. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that when Gideon was going to do what God told him to do, he had 22,000 people with him that was afraid.
Yeah.
The odds were the same as when I went to that park and she was with me.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers sound different, but it was the same.
Because
I had more people that were afraid with me than I had that were with me.
Because
there was nobody else but me.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so with that, God is saying to his people, listen for my voice, right? Look at what you see. Listen for my voice. You're seeing the midnight and all that they said to you, and you're thinking, we're not going to be able to win this war, but you're not listening for my voice. My voice says, get rid of some of them that are afraid. So my voice is letting you know you got people with you that are scared to go where you got to go. Get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of them. You don't need no scary cats when you go in there.
Right.
He said, my voice is also saying, oh, my goodness, watch this. He said, the ones, now take the other 10,000 and go to the water. The ones
mm-hmm.
that get down like a dog, let them go. You know why? You ever seen a dog do something in slow motion? No. Every time a dog does something, he rushes it.
Yeah.
You take it to the water, he rushes it. He got to eat, he rushes it. He's always rushing. You know what that means?
Right.
He's not taking time to hear the instructions God has given you.
Mm-hmm.
So since they're rushing like a dog, you need to let them go like a dog.
That's it.
Because they're not going to hear the instructions you give them.
Nope.
That's
now,
right.
The ones that get down and lap up with their hands, guess what they're showing you? They have self-control.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have self-control, watch this. Self-control is a fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
That's how God was weaning them out to show him who was with him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you won't get down there and show that you got control, it doesn't matter. And it says, if you look in the commentary, it says that it was in the noonday and it was hot out and they were napping like a dog because they was in a rush to cool off. You think it's hot now? How is it going to be when you get in there with that army?
All right. They'll be dying one house behind
And God is saying, listen for my voice. You have to listen. If you hear me to where you're speaking back to me, then you have to listen to what I'm telling you. I know what's ahead of you. You don't need a sign. I'm telling you what is ahead of you. Well, give me one more sign. Make the ground do. Make the doo-doo. Make the doo-doo-doo-doo.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? I can only imagine God looking at his people going, but why aren't you listening for my voice? Because I have said in my word, and you know that I'm not a man that I should lie, I have said that my sheep know my voice, and another they will not listen to.
Absolutely.
Mm. You didn't choose me, Gideon. I chose you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I saw what you don't see yet.
That's right.
I said, mighty man of valor, come on.
You're going to do this for me.
God, my mighty man.
You couldn't even see it in yourself. That's why I'm telling you to listen for my voice. I gave you that name for a reason. You know what? In 2012, and I put it in my Bible, we had some prophets in the church, and that man told me, he said, come here, come here. And I'm looking going, he mighty tall. Wow. Because he was about 7'3". And I went over to that man, and he said, God, changing your name right now. Your name is going to be Flo. I said, You know, when you're in the midst of things like that, you get to shaking your beings. What's happening is your beings is embracing the beings of the Lord. Why? Because you're sharing the same spirit. And so I'm shaking it, and I imagine he's shaking because he got to tell me this message, and I'm going to tell her something she's not going to believe. He said, from this day forward, your name is Flo. And he put his hand down. He said, out of your belly is going to flow living water. I said, poof. Gone. Lights out. I'm gone. Normally, when you get a prophetic word, when you see the people later, they don't know you. They don't even know what they said to you. They just a vessel that God used, right? And so when we all was getting in the van, we all jumping in different vans because we going out to eat because it was a bunch of churches. We all going to eat. That's what we do. We going to eat, have a good time. And the man is getting in his van. And he looks back and he goes, good night, Flo. And that just blew me out the water. And so I told my pastor the next day, I said, he said, God changed my name to Flo. You know what he said? He tried to minimize what just took place. He said, did you receive it? I said, yeah. He said, okay then.
That's it.
And so I've had a lot of people in my path that would have crushed me. Right? Just taking me out. Because they would not embrace me because I was a female pastor. And God said, keep going, Kathy, keep going. Because all I could do is think about what he was doing to me since I was 12. And I'm thinking, ain't no way in the world I made this up. And the only thing my mama could tell me was, Catbird, you're special and God's going to use you one day. And I kept telling her the stories, and she said, you're special, Catbird. God's going to use you one day. Right? At 12 years old, and my sister Peaches, she was right there with me. She was right there with me. We stepped outside in the project, and we saw two little girls. They was eating out the garbage. I said, what are you doing? She said, mind your own business. You don't need to know what I'm doing. Mind your own business. I said, no, what are you doing? I was 12 years old. Peaches was 8 or 9. And she's looking at me. And she said, just mind your own business. And the little one, she had to be about 4. She starts crying. So I go up to her and I hold her hand. I said, what's the matter? She said, we're hungry. I said, you hungry? You want food? Went up to my mama's house, gave away my mama groceries. And then Peaches, the one that was behind me, she said, you going to get it. You don't give away my food. You going to get it. I couldn't even think about what she was saying. All I could think about was, I never seen anybody eat out of the garbage.
Oh, gosh.
And so I gave them my mama's food. My mama didn't have money like that, but I gave them the food. And then when my mama came home, everybody couldn't wait to tell us. She was with me. She didn't say a word. She goes to the girl's house, and the lady says, I kept the stuff right here. Because I knew you were coming back to get it. Because I told my daughter, that kid didn't know what she was doing when she gave away her mother's food. My mama said, I didn't come to get the food. I just came to let you know if you need anything, just call me. Here's my number. And so a big old Supergirl came on my chest. Because when I tell you my siblings was ready for me to get a beating for giving away the food, a big old Supergirl came on my chest. And so the lady said, are you sure? I said, yeah, I'm sure. And guess what? We had no food in the house. We had nothing we could give away. But guess what? By the next day,
My mother
right.
had enough money to go grocery shopping for.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Come on now.
That's
Come on
it.
Now. So I can't deny what I heard. I heard his voice. People don't believe me. They don't listen to me. And I'm at a point in my life where I really don't care anymore. In fact, I even stopped telling the story because I know in my mind, God did it. God did it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hearing his voice, right? If I go over to that kid and I give him my mama's groceries and I know we don't have food in the house, my mother got six kids and a boy, trust me, by the next day when that food came in for my mother, she had a whole bunch of groceries. So guess what? I've been hearing his voice a long time.
Right. Right.
And I'm not going to let anybody plug up my ears now.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. So God is saying, listen for my voice. Let me tell you, on Father's Day, you know what I did on my birthday? It was June 8th. On my birthday, lady made me a big old cake, and I think I told some of y'all. I said, I cut so many slices, I only had a couple to bring home. And when I tasted, I was like, ooh, I'm going to make these slices smaller. That day, people were coming out the woodwork. Oh, it's your birthday. That's what they were saying, but what they was really mean is, where's the cake?
Exactly.
I was cutting the cake and just giving it away. The lady's sister went back and told her. She says, Kathy gave just about her whole cake away. She only had a couple of slices. And the sister was like, what? So I had to go to a meeting on Saturday. And after the meeting, the sister comes up to me and said, my sister told me you gave away just about your whole cake. I said, it's okay. It's okay. It's no big deal. She said, no, I made you another one.
You see?
You see what
Did
I'm talking about? So on Father's Day, we had another cake, right? Another cake. Why? Because when, my goodness, God, I love you. Whenever you step out to do anything for God,
yes,
he will always give it right back to you. And sometimes a hundredfold, tenfold, more than you could ever imagine. I wasn't thinking about that cake. It was gone. We had a couple of slices. I was like, cool, this cake really was good. She said, I made you another one. She said, but I'm not going to give it to you. You get to the car. Oh, okay. So now I done went home. She done called me back. She said, come and get it. And I go get the cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh, my God, okay. And you know what? I sat there and I thought about that thing.
Mm.
And I said, my goodness, but guess what? I had to listen for God's voice.
Yes.
I had to listen to hear God say, I told you, Kathy, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you to Arizona. I'm with you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And guess what? I had to step away from scaredy cat. No, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to Arizona. I'm not. Okay. Well, I have to step out anyway and go.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who I had to call? I called somebody I ain't talked to in years. I called my sister-in-law and said, they're not happy because I'm leaving. But God told me to do it. She said, you got to do what God told you to do.
Absolutely.
Come on now.
Absolutely.
And here's the thing. I wasn't even expecting her to talk to me. Why? Because my sister-in-law, she get ghost. Can't nobody find her.
Leave me alone.
And talk about having somebody there for 5 minutes to talk to. 2 seconds after that, she gone.
Wow.
And guess what? You know why I called her? Because I was trying to get her to calm her husband down.
Oh, Lord.
To this day, my brother won't speak to me because I left.
Crazy. Crazy.
But I understand his anger. I really do.
Mm.
Crazy.
I understand his anger. I don't like it, but I understand his anger. My brother is upset. He's the kind of guy that, oh, okay, Cass back. Cass back. You know, he don't want to come and see you all the time. He just want to know you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And now he don't have the privilege of going because you're there. And he's like, what's she going way out there for? So now he just shut down. He don't want to talk.
Oh.
Call him. He don't want to talk. He don't want to talk. But it's okay. It's okay. Because when they see what God brought me here for, then they're going to want to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. Because
guess what? Every time I turn around and I hear God's voice, he's doing something else. And when he's doing those things, he's letting me know, I'm with you. Keep going. Keep going. Keep pressing. Keep pressing. And I'm going, God, it's getting kind of hard. It's getting kind of hard, all right? Whew, it's getting kind of hard. But I keep pressing, and I keep pressing. And guess what? There have been days that I feel like I'm pressing by myself. You ever try to row a boat, and it's seven other people in the boat with you, but you're the only one rowing. You look back, and everybody just chilling.
Chilling out.
And it looks like the boat ain't getting nowhere because only one person is rowing. And then when you look up, you at the shore.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, wow. Huh.
That's right.
Wow, how did I get here?
God.
Because God says you're never alone. God said, I created that wind that every time you rode one, that wind pushed you like you rode 10.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes. Come on now. And so right now, God is pushing me. I'm trying to row, but he's pushing me. He's pushing me a lot further than I'm rowing.
That's
you
right.
see me rowing, you're like, what's she doing? She's still standing still. She's standing still. That's what you can see. That's what you can see. God sees me way over there. Why?
Because
he's pushing me. You got to be able to see it in the spirit realm. You know what he's saying?
There you go.
Listen for my voice, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Listen for my voice, Evangelist Hilda. Listen for my voice, Punkin. Listen for my voice.
Yes.
Don't listen to nobody but me. Keep
rolling.
Keep
rolling. Amen.
And that's what he was trying to tell Gideon. You got some people that don't belong with you, let them go because they're scared.
Yeah.
They can't go where I'm taking you.
They can't go home.
Bye-bye. They took off running.
Yeah.
Then the other ones, they so in a rush. They acting like a dog. Get rid of them because they're in a rush.
Uh-huh. They would get you killed.
Think
too.
About the people in your lives where God is telling you to do something. You got half of them scared. The other few, they in a rush. Well, here's the thing. My goodness, glory to God, this is good for me. Kathy, don't let them try to speed up what I have for you.
That's right.
Just wait.
Nothing happens.
It's going to happen. Just wait.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But they're thinking because God called me to Arizona that the next morning after I get to Arizona, poof, everything is going to just reveal itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know why it's not going to happen overnight, Kathy? Because I'm preparing you for that thing. That's
amen.
Why.
Amen.
Preparation.
Yeah.
Don't let people speed you up. Well, what he brought you there for? Go ahead. Do this. Do that. I said, you know what? The church get ready to start in a minute. By the end of the summer 2021, I'm just throwing it out there. But by the end of the summer 2021, and I can imagine God looking over at Jesus going, ain't she funny? Yeah. Ain't nobody giving her no time. You know?
Right.
And so they laughing at me. And Jesus looking back at God said, Father, you got to love her. You just got to love her. She is funny.
Yeah, you say 2021.
But she's still chucking along.
I didn't say that.
No,
right.
Still chucking along. I threw that out there. He said, oh, ain't she funny? I said,
yeah,
I don't know what the time is. It's my time. And my timing is going to happen.
Come on now. Just like with Paul.
But I tell you, I prepare myself all along the way. All along the way, I'm looking, and guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening for his voice.
That's
whatever
right.
God has promised you, whatever God says he's going to do with you, through you, for you, my goodness, glory to God. He's saying today, but you have to listen for my voice. You don't need no other sign. Because
that's
if you're
right.
responding to me, that is your sign. Because you're
mm-hmm.
responding to a God you cannot see.
Amen.
Right.
Yes. And absolutely.
So if you hear me, listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you hear me because you're asking me to do this and this and this to make sure it's me.
Yep.
And God said, I got one sign for you. Listen for my voice.
Listen.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, God.
That was something beautiful, Pastor Kathy. Well explained. I don't even think we need to add anything to that. Praise be to God. So you can just go right ahead on and give the call to salvation and the benediction.
Praise you know what? Anybody under the sound of my voice that heard that
yes,
word,
ma'am.
Then you've got to hear God saying, listen for my voice. Because if you hear me, then you know it's time to come on in.
Yes.
Why? Because he's getting ready to do battle.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is saying, God, get ready to calm the sea. It's, we going to prosper now. The pandemic is all that. And God said, oh, they don't even know. Now the battle begins.
Come on now. Tell it.
I tell people all the time, if you hear it coming out of my mouth, trust me, I don't preach houses and land. Every time I preach is a word of correction.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. That's why I wanted something else to preach, but I got to give what God gives me. And so while everybody said, oh, the pandemic is over, everything is calming down. I don't think they understand.
That wasn't
the battle.
They don't. They don't understand.
The battle is coming.
It sure is.
Because guess what? In that battle, there was 1,001 provisions. Unemployment went up. Stimulus checks came out. There was 1,001 provision.
Mm-hmm.
So that was not the battle.
No, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. That was the calm before the storm.
Yes.
Oh, and the only way to prepare for the storm is you've got to embrace this word so this word can keep you because the storm is coming. Everybody is right now, they exercising, they got B12 classes in the church and all this. They getting ready to live life again. And God is saying, that wasn't the storm.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
And so right now, if you can hear my voice, then listen for the Father's voice saying it's time to come in.
Yes,
it's time to come in. And God is saying, you've got to open your mouth and say, Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I believe that Jesus came and died on the cross for my sins. I believe he does exist. Come into my life. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. And you know why it sounds short and sweet? Because it is.
Yeah.
He simplified it so that you would accept his son without having to go through all this to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to open your mouth and acknowledge that you're a sinner.
Yes.
And then you've got to repent of those sins. Turn away from those things. Father God, come into my life. Because when he comes into your life, he's going to help you turn away from those things that are keeping you from him.
Yes.
He's never going to be in your sin.
Mm-hmm.
But once you turn away from it, he's going to be right there.
Right there.
Now, he's protecting you all along. He's watching over you.
Because
he doesn't want. He has no desire that you should perish in the condition you're in. He wants you to come out of your sin. That's why he sent his son.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to make a decision today, Father God, I accept you. Come into my life. I'll make you my Lord and Savior. And your next thing is, lead me to a good household of faith where I can grow into a greater knowledge of who you are and the pathway you would have me to take.
Yes.
And that's what God is waiting for. He's just waiting for you to open the door and let him in. Invite him in. And guess what? Even though you are going to become a new creature, every day you're going to see him changing you. Things are going to fall off of you, right? And you are going to be the new creature that he told you you would be. And he is going to create a clean heart within you and renew a right spirit. My goodness, glory to God. Precious and Heavenly Father, we thank you today for this word, oh God, that your people would get back to listening to your voice. Hear your voice, because in your voice you're saying we walk by faith and not by sight. Don't go by what you see, go by what you hear. And I'm telling you to listen for my voice. Let that be in your hearing. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. We ask that you bless every household under the sound of my voice, oh God. And even if they're not under the sound of my voice, to bless your people, even the ones that haven't come in yet. This is the time
this is the time for someone to have a change of heart and to just say, Lord, I want you in my life. Take me. Take me. I want to be a soldier in the army of the Lord. We thank you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Continue to have your way in this world because we know that nothing, nothing can be done without your approval. We thank you for all you've done, the good, the bad, the ugly, and indifferent. Thank you, God, because you said in your word you would work it all out for our good. And for that, we say thank you. We ask that you bless everybody right now. Continue to let us meditate on your word and to hold fast to your unchanging hand. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we want to thank our listeners for that, for coming on tonight and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening by our own Pastor Kathy, who brought such an awesome word. And also I want to thank our caller 929-527. God bless you. And thank you for coming to the Pray One for Another to hear the word of God this evening. God bless you for that. And for our very own Sister Johnson, God bless you this evening for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear God's word this evening. So we thank you. We love you. And tune in
tomorrow.
Thank
you, Sister Johnson. That's my sister-in-law, y'all. Thank you, Sister Johnson.
Thank you, Pastor Kathy.
Look, she get on the line. She make me preach hard. I mean it. Bless her heart. Because I told her, you never know when you're going to get her in your audience, so you got to captivate her when you can.
But I'm glad you understand. I'm glad you understand me. And
I do.
You don't know. Last week I was ready to tune in, but I got on the phone with my mom. The week before that, I got on with an old coworker. I'm like, oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. So I said, today, let me put do not disturb on the phone. And dial it in. You know, it takes
me
a
minute. Well, bless you, dear heart.
Think about what
just
I can
a
do.
Minute. It just takes a minute, and it's okay.
Thank you.
Because you know what? I feel like when someone's trying hard to get on, and they say, oh, I missed it. No, because whatever day you able to make it on, that's the day that God has for you to be on. Come on now.
Amen. Amen.
And, and he's going to make sure the word that he has for you comes on the day that you show up. So no worries.
All right. Right. Good. And it was wonderful.
Right. I love you guys. I got to go. God bless you. Y'all continue to put on my strength. And I pray that all of us will continue to hear what thus says the Lord. He's saying, listen for my voice. There's a bunch of folks out there promising the church things right now. They prophesying. They prophesying. They're doing all kinds of stuff. And God is saying, but listen for my voice.
That's right. That's right.
Because guess what? Whether they prophesying, lying, or whatever, the Spirit of God in you is going to confirm whether or not that came from the Father.
Amen.
Yes. Because it'll fit well with you. Amen. God bless you guys.
Amen.
Amen. And we are out on All Belongs to You. Praise be to God. Good night, everybody. Love you guys.
Good night.
And thank you.
Love you.
Love
thank you.
Thank you. Praise Lord.
Bye.
All the Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.